Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhoher.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. It's practicing receiving, right? Because it's interesting how we feel so slimy thinking about putting out an offer for someone to just make an energetic exchange, right? Which is like what we do all day long. Like all day long, people take out their credit cards and like make an exchange for things. It's not like people walk around and say, you know who I have such anger for? Bloomingdale's, because I saw they were having a sale and I thought, how dare they do that? How dare they sell me anything? It's disgusting. Like no one says that. Like no one's doing that. In fact, we love looking at the stuff. We like walking through the mall. We like it. Like we like that there are things for us to buy. We like it, right? I bought myself an overnight oats yesterday that was $17. And I was like, you know what I did? I turned to her and I said, how dare they charge $17? Then we fought about it. Then we called the manager over and I said, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. No, I didn't do that. I was like, $17. Oh my God. And then I bought, they had this Ayurvedic tea that was like, it had all these amazing things in it, like turmeric and this and lavender and daffodils or whatever it had. And it was $22. They brought me this thing. And I was like on the verge of getting a sore throat because my kids were homesick and I must've gotten it. And I yelled at him. I was like, you want to charge that for this experience of this tea? I'm so appalled. Like, of course I didn't do that. Of course, that's not what I did. I was like, I feel so good about myself that I would spend this money on my tea. I love that I love tea that has words like this associated with it. I love that I want this tea. I love that I am this tea. This represents my identity about what I care about and what I stand for and how awake I am that I know the power of turmeric. That means so much about me. It's so cool that I get that. That's how I felt. And then my friend was like, I want to get one of those. Of course you do. Of course you do. Because it's not about him. It's about me. But if I would have made that little song and dance, oh my God, who's that about, him or me? Like, it's about the ego. Like, why are you available for those people? First of all, there's very few of those people. Actually, in your mind, when you're like, well, everyone will say this, it's probably three people that you've met in your life. There's probably three people that you've met in your life who've trended so negative
who project negativity and they think everything's suspect. And then you make everybody those three people. And meanwhile, everyone's just having a party over here, right? And so why can't you make an offer? Why can't you invite someone into a world where they can spend a lot of money and a lot of energy doing something that makes them tell themselves a different story? Why would you not do that? It's pretty fun to do it, right? That's what we're saying. Where's your offer? How much can you charge them? Charge them. How much can you light them up as a charge, like a battery pack? How much can you charge? And you're like, oh, I can't charge that much because I don't have charge to bring. I'm bringing my ego and I'm meeting their ego. It's like, yeah, that's a really hard place to be. You can't do business there because business is a world of energy being exchanged. You've got to charge them to charge them. And it gets to be that easy, but you got to know what they're coming for. They're coming for themselves. They don't need you to prove yourself because it's not about you. They don't need you to impress them because it's not about you. They're buying into a possibility for themselves. And so how much are you charging? And if you're not charging enough, then you're not charging them enough and they want to be charged. So why are you not ushering that in? There's a level at which you're just playing from ego. And if you really move into reception, you'll just charge and you'll be so happy that they spend that kind of money on themselves, right? I'm doing this thing. I told Colleen about it the week after we finished launch. I'm doing this like one-on-one full immersion experience where instead of me going to onsite is this incredible experience. The person is coming here and she and I are meeting at a local hotel and I give her my phone. And then for 4 days, we just go in and then we just like deep dive. And I like go into my own, you know, next level. Some of you would be like, you're spending that much money on those 4 days. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, add to cart, would do it all the time, would do it ever. Like, do you know what I know already that I know that I'm going to remember when I do that? Do you know what that's worth? Oh my God. I'm like, thank you for the ability to do this. I'm so glad you exist. Right. And so it's just amazing how we hold back because we're playing from ego and we go, my ego's got no magic tricks. So how am I going to charge anybody? It's like, well, your soul doesn't have that. People are coming for energy. They're coming for you to light a path, create a world. And then just let them buy into that world, right? I mean, I bought this bracelet recently. This is like the Cartier, like Panther bracelet. It's really beautiful. When I was there, I bought this Cartier perfume. Do you know it's been sitting here in my office? So I haven't even used it. I could care less that I haven't used it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like buying it was the win. I don't care if I use it. I smelled it in the moment. It smelled like energy. It smelled like sunshine. And I wanted it. And in the moment of letting myself buy it, I already got it. So whether I actually use it or not is irrelevant. Do you understand? This is irrelevant to me. I could give this away. I could just give it away. I told my friend that I bought three pairs of shoes the other day. Two were Fendi, one was Burberry. And the Burberry ones are a little bit too tight. And I was like, I'll just give them to you. She goes, don't give them to me. They're $930. At least sell them on eBay. I'm like, no way would I do that. Like, they're just like, eh! Like, I just would not do that. I'm like, I'll give them to you. And then she's like, you will, but you spent money. I'm like, I already got it. I already got it. The moment I bought it, I got it already. I don't even need the shoes. Honestly, you can take the shoes. You can take it all. I got it in the exchange of energy. I already got it. I had a moment where I was wanting to walk in and buy myself a pair of sandals. And they offered me champagne, which I didn't even take because I'm on this like green juice cleanse. But I love that they offered me the champagne and I love that it smelled so good in there. And I love how the light comes through in that shoe department of Neiman Marcus. And I love walking around in Beverly Hills because we used to live across the street from there. And I was able to walk around that block and just look at how far that I've come. And I had the best day. I don't need the shoes. Why do I need the shoes? There's nothing in the shoes anymore. I already got the juice out of the shoes. It's like I squeezed the lemon and now she can actually have the lemon rind. I don't need it. So when you charge someone, you're offering them a plug into a world, a belief, a possibility. Who actually has fun when they go to Disneyland? You have fun in the thought of going to Disneyland. You actually go, then you're tired. It's hot. It's a freaking chore. Your body hurts when you get home. But the thought of going and buying the tickets and the way your kids get excited when you say you're going, that's what you came for. And then you actually go and you're like, oh my God. I mean, we go VIP style, which I highly recommend because it's worth, I can never go back now. But even that, you walk like 40,000 steps in the day. Like it's a lot and it's a whole thing, right? It's a whole thing. So my point is, why are you not charging people? Why are you not charging their batteries? Why are you refraining from charging them? Why? It's fun to do. That's a fun project, right? You just have to create a world, right? How do you create a world? You bring energy. How do you bring energy? You have a vision and you cast it and you invite them into it. Right. And there's so many things that can be on the other end of that. It doesn't have to be shoes. It could be a retreat. It doesn't have to be a retreat. It could be perfume. It doesn't have to be perfume. It could be hanging out with you on Zoom. It could be anything where you can just sustain that possibility. That's it. And it gets to be really easy. And there's really nothing else there to talk about. So I hope that you will continue to play with that. And I will just say, as a piggyback to what I just said, you want to just take a little barometer of why you're not receiving wealth. Look at where you personally play in that game, right? Because I get so excited when I become aware, when I allow myself to become aware of what's my next place, who's my next Yoda, how am I getting through the jungle to see the next clearing, right? And so I just told you, I'm going to spend $24,000 for 4 private days with somebody. Do you know what that does to literally print money in my business as I do that? Because you can't have it both ways. You can't hold that you have scarcity and then think that you'll believe that other people don't. If you don't live in abundance, right? If you're not allowing yourself to pay for that which charges you, then you will just assign a belief of scarcity to everybody else as well, because it's all a hologram. There's nothing other than what's in you that you will be able to receive reflected back. So if you assume that nobody will spend this money on you, it's because it's a match for what you won't allow yourself to spend, because you won't believe on some level that there's anything being exchanged. And therefore there's some amount of scarcity and there's some amount of believing that there isn't more possibility for you. And therefore other people are probably stuck in that too. But that's not true. There are always going to be people trending in all different parts of this multiverse. But if you want to play with those that are trending in a place where they just keep opening up to more of the horizon, more expansion, then you have to play there. There's no secrets in the energetic imprint. So if you're not really playing there yourself, you're not taking yourself to Neiman Marcus, you're not taking your girlfriend and saying, let's just take 3 days just for the fun of it and go to Paris or go to Sedona and get massages every day of the trip. Like if you're not doing that, if that is not part of it, why would you then assume that you could be a match for somebody who wants that? You can't be, right? But if that's where you live, you're a match for she who lives there too. You're a match for the person who's like, oh yeah, I let go of what people think about me a long time ago. And they can call me lucky. They can call me lazy, but I know what it is. And it feels great. And the water's warm and there's lots of rooms. I hope that they come right in, but they're not. That's all good. That's up to them, right? So I told you guys that when I first moved to LA, I used to go to the Peninsula Hotel and my friends were like, that's so irresponsible. You have no business doing that. It's $250 for a massage. And I was like, I can't afford not to go. I cannot afford to not go because I want to plug into the vibration. I want to be in the frequency of plentifulness and ease and the lightness. It feels like a concerto. It feels like a symphony in there. It's so smooth. Everything, the lavender, the eucalyptus, the blanket, everything about it. How could I afford to not go? Are you crazy? You must be crazy. And so I would go. And then I would just start to meet a different level of frequency in the world. I would be a different match. I would have different conversations. I would play at a place where people were willing to allow it to be that good, right? And so why would you hold yourself back? And that's why I would keep inviting you, right, to charge yourself so you can charge them, right? Because we get to pass that along. So you have to keep believing in possibility and keep stretching and keep expanding. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.